There may not be anybody alive today with a TV who hasn't heard of or seen Susan Boyle, the singer from Scotland whose saga has a lot of people wondering if it all wasn't too good to be true. It came to a less than romantic ending Saturday night with millions watching on live TV. Now we learn it may not be over. Some would like to know exactly what has happened here. Our report tonight from NBC's Donna Friesen in London.
She rose so far, so fast.
I dreamed a dream in time of life.
Her shy, slightly awkward style made Susan Boyle an unlikely superstar. But as quickly as she shot to fame came reports she was cracking, boiling over, swearing at journalists, unable to stand the pressure, and on the verge of walking out. So on the night of the final of Britain's Got Talent, many wondered if she could hold it together.
I dream that love never dies.
She did.
So
it was another soaring performance, another standing ovation.
And a lot of people said you shouldn't even be in this competition, that you're not equipped to deal with it. I completely disagree with that.
In the end, though,
the winner of Britain's Got Talent 2009 is...
The public voted for someone else.
Diversity!
Boyle seemed gracious in defeat.
The best people won.
But there were reports she collapsed in tears backstage.
It's reported Boyle then threw a glass of water on a floor manager and shouted, "I hate this show." Then last night, after reportedly acting strangely in her hotel, the police and paramedics were called, and Boyle was brought voluntarily here to the Priory. It's a private clinic that specializes in mental health issues.
She's said to be exhausted and emotionally drained.
She needs to get away and, you know, be amongst her friends and family and away from the media glare and just chill out a bit.
Tonight, Britain's media regulator said it may launch an inquiry after viewers complained the producers shouldn't have allowed Boyle to go on when they knew she wasn't eating and sleeping properly and that she's a vulnerable woman who was exploited for the sake of ratings. Donna Friesen, NBC News, London.